I would say, yeah, I do love my cell phone. At home, I probably use it more than I should. In terms of, like, number of times, I have no idea. I can't count, but probably not when I'm supposed to be using it, like, during homework. It gets used a lot.
You're listening to Socially Awkward, a podcast exploring the issues that students care most about. This week's episode involves cell phones. Our phones mean everything to us. They're how we communicate, how we stay connected with friends, and as of right now, how we learn. Going without your phone is almost impossible, even if it's only for a day. To find out why technology plays such a crucial role in the classroom, I talked to senior Catherine Long about how she uses her cell phone at school.
I would say that I'm not necessarily so reliant on my phone that if I had to go without it, I couldn't. But I feel like it would make a lot of things harder, especially since it's used even more and more for school now than it ever has been before. In some of our classes, especially in AP Statistics, we may be asked to like answer some of the answers we got on a worksheet into the phone so he can like graph it on the computer and show us like our graph of the data or something like that. We also use like our phone to maybe look things up when we're doing worksheets, like answers, statistics, stuff like that. Also for AP Macro, when we do like a presentation, we're working on our country presentations where we talk about specific country and the economics in that country, we have to use our phones to look up like history of the country and like economic information and all that kind of stuff. Technology in the classroom, I think, is kind of you have to at this point because of all the things that are online, especially with the school using all these different like online sources like Canvas and Google Docs and having to share things with partners. It just makes your life so much easier. I mean, it can be a distraction, but I think there's no way that you're going to be able to 100% control technology anyways. And even if we don't have technology in the classroom, students are still going to get distracted by other things. Like, even with technology, you're not really introducing any more new distractions than you would have otherwise that kids would be able to do. I would say just try to keep us doing something, because as like a kid, I find that I reach for my phone when I'm bored and maybe either the class is too easy or maybe we have some extra time or I'm just like, what's happening isn't enough to keep me occupied. And so I think part of the problem is that you're not engaging the students. And so if you don't engage us, we get bored and we're gonna wanna reach for the phone more. But if you make it fun, you make it interesting, you give us more things to do that will actually be thought-provoking and use our time, then we're not going to want to reach for the phone.
So what do teachers do to prevent cell phones from becoming a distraction? In an effort to find the answer to this question, I interviewed math teacher Miss Lisi, who has come up with a unique way to keep students engaged and off of their phones.
The cell phone hotel is just an incentive for students to take a chance to put their phone away and stay focused on math class. So I offer a little extra credit for students to take the opportunity to put their phones away and focus on the math. I was researching different cell phone policies in the classroom just to see what other teachers have done, and I actually found this idea on Pinterest. So I thought I'd try it out this year, and so far I think it's going pretty well. I hope that students learn that their grades are impacted by their focus, and I hope that they can see that if they can just set their phones aside or distractions in general aside, that they can learn the information maybe quicker or more efficiently by not being distracted. I would say use it as a time to take a break from the outside world and just focus on the now and the present. I think it's a good time to just kind of relax your brain and not be overstimulated. I think there's times where it's great for research and, you know, it's the world in the palm of your hands, but I think if it's taken away, they should just accept that as a break from having access to everything and just relax.
That's it for this episode of Socially Awkward. If you really like the music in this podcast, all of it is written by Lee Rosevere. From 91.3 WHJE, this has been Maddie Harden.